Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in. Tune in and talk about how to basically make sweet, beautiful music internally. Okay, I'm Talk Dude, co-host, and across from me on the other side of this line is Organic OK. And you are listening to Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. Now, I want to say something. A lot of you need to hear this. Your soul can be nurtured. It can be spiritually fulfilled. So many people have suffered so many great setbacks and whatever, and they basically feel like they've been cast adrift. So many people basically don't think that there's any hope for them, and you know what they do? They do all kinds of the wrong things. They take drugs. They poison themselves. They put the wrong. They think that they're basically feeding their soul. They're putting the wrong stuff in there. And you feel a smooth groove, and you like that. You basically feel, what's the word I'm looking for? You feel basically afflicted in a big way. I'm here to tell you that the truth is you can start feeding your soul right. You can basically, okay, and look, listen to how this sounds, feeding your soul. Understand something. This is how you work yourself. This is how you work things. Sometimes we put the wrong things in there. We're too, basically, how do I put this, set up. Basically, we put the wrong stuff inside of ourselves because we don't know what's right. We try to fit in with other people. We try to basically, some of us get lit. They get high. You feel that great groove. You don't have to feel your own pain. Put the wrong things in your soul. I've been guilty of this for a while, but I found the right way. Now listen, with this show, stop thinking about the rest of the world for a second. Everything else, all your bills, all your obligations, all your basic burdens, the things you're supposed to do, stop thinking about them. Stop. And guess what? Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen. Listen to what it is what you need. Start seasoning your soul. It's like basically working in a garden. What you do is you feed it. You feed it. You just start nurturing it. You put the right nutrients in there, and before you know it, things pick up. Listen. It doesn't have to be so, you know. You can feed yourself. You can do what's right by you. You can pump yourself. You can find your own, what's the word I'm looking for? Spiritual sustenance. Let me start by saying that basically I was in a bad way. I was messed up because of my condition. It made doing everything impossible. I was ready to write myself off as a lost cause. And the thing was, I learned that basically with this program, that I myself, I can be myself. I can basically find a way to just be. I can. You just got to feed it. Now, there are those who basically, they turn to drugs, as I told you before, I mentioned that. They do that because they want to feel good. They don't want to feel themselves. They don't want to feel that pain. And the truth is, it gets to a point where, honest to God, you just want to basically be blacked out. You don't even want to exist. You feel so lost. You want things better, don't you? You want to feel it. You want to know that there is hope for you. You want to not have to try too hard to basically do what everybody else wants you to do, because when the chips are down, they don't really care. Everybody's got their own problem. It seems messed up, doesn't it? You feel like we're not in the same boat. Listen to yourself. Listen to that soul. Your identity is in your soul. Can you start to feel yourself getting better? You can make habits. You can make a little basically things every now and again, every once and again to pump things up. You can be better. You can accomplish that inner self, that inner soul you've been wanting for quite some time. We basically know that there is hope. There is hope. One of the first steps you take is to listen to yourself. A second step is continuing to feed your soul, continuing to nourish it, continuing to put the nutrients in that's going to help it grow. The third step is making this more of a habit, learning to listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to that inner voice. Can you feel mountains moving? It really is something. It really is. You can be better. I'm telling you. There are people out there who are basically listening to themselves more and more, and they're starting to find, well, nourishment. They're doing this. They're basically making a moment to listen to their inner self and to feel, to just feel better. I'm telling you, there is possibility. There is, your inner self is basically waiting. It has been waiting your whole life for you to just embrace it. You can basically literally be what you want to be. I'm telling you, you've got hope. Listen to yourself now. Listen to yourself in the here and now. You can be. Honestly, one of the things about organic pimping is really trying to push yourself. Going out there and being more the ambitious type. You can be that guy. You can be the guy you want to be. Having a little bit more ambition, just being able to go after what you want. It may seem so difficult, so deadly. Let me tell you something. The people out there, afraid to try, They're afraid to really kind of go after something. They're afraid of prosperity because everything changes. Don't be the type of person that's afraid of success. Don't be the type of person that basically is holding on, that silences your own soul. You can be what you want to be. You can be what you need to be. It is a possibility. I'm telling you, every single day, we all take action. Now, the problem is, somehow you wonder, what good is just listening to myself going to do? What good is it? When you hear yourself, you need to hear yourself. Sometimes you silence your own voice and you turn into a drone. You just go through the motions. There is a distinct possibility that every single one of us out there can hear our soul. It doesn't need drugs and any of that other stuff. They can basically nourish themselves. They can feed themselves. They can give themselves what they need. It can happen. We just need to make a habit of it. The world is basically a very cruel, damning place. And sometimes it's basically easier just to basically give up. But I'm telling you not to right now. I'm telling you basically organically pimp and push yourself. I'm telling you basically make a habit of getting up earlier. You know, when you're a kid, you want to go to bed late. You want to run around. You want to do whatever, and you wake up late. But basically, if you make more of a habit of getting up early, you can feel your true sense flow early in the morning. You can feel that. You can feel it. You can feel it. Eat the right things. Eat organic things. Because, dude, the truth is, feeling that food that comes from nature, not a lot of chemicals, you feel better. You can feel better. You can be better. I'm telling you. Organic pimping. And before you know it, your soul is getting fed. 15 minutes after the hour here on the program, Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul. All right. I'm telling you, call in. We're here with this line. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. You know, it's funny. It's funny. Because I should be doing this show with Organic OK. It's the one who brought us this show. He left me to do it myself. It's amazing. You can find a way to feed your soul every day. You can do it. You can find a way to release what is inside of you. You can find a way. You can really, truly do that. Once in a while, I should find a way to release. Look, organic isn't just about eating naturally. You can live this way a little bit, you know, get back to nature. It helps. I want everyone out there to take a moment to really, truly feel themselves. To really listen. I want them all to basically take a moment to really reach out their soul It's a great thing when you reach out and you can almost touch somebody else's soul. That's a great thing. That's a wonderful thing. It's wonderful. But first, know your own soul. Then take the moment to get time to know somebody. Don't just be an acquaintance. Find a way to engage people. Find a way to increase your soul. There is a possibility. There is a way that we can basically truly be ourselves. We can go our own way. There's a way we can do all that. It comes through organic pimping. But the key is to know it, do it, be it. Understand what is. Understand it. Understand what is. Each and every one of you, I wish I could basically just take you all and just, honest to God, cuddle you, give you the love and concern that you need. Or someone would call into the show, I could basically call in and help somebody feed their soul. I could help somebody help themselves. I can do big things. I can do all these things. I can really help if you'll let me. It is a real thing. A soul can be a physically, material, emotional, real thing. Soul is who you are. It's what you are. More than anything else. The body is just a device. Now, every single one of you, I want you to make the point to feed your soul every single day. I want you to make a moral effort to help that soul. I want you to basically make a real point to get better. Promise yourself you will do that. You've been living in hell for long enough. You can break out of it. It doesn't have to be like this. You can basically get what you need. You can be what you need. You can be all you'll ever need. Make a moment to listen. Make a moment to meditate and work out. Make a moment to. Things can be better. They can always be better. That is the key. Certain amounts of gradual residual process and improvement. Bits of improvement, little bits of improvement here and there. Before you know it, you're climbing the mountain. You're being who you want to be. You can be better. You can. I tell you. Don't give up on yourself. You don't have to entirely conform to be exactly what they want you to be. You also don't have to basically just listen to yourself. What you should know is that the world really is yours for the taking. Just figure out how. I love you all. I think there is a hope for you. There is hope. There is big hope. There are mountains that are meant to be moved. One of the things your soul would tell you right now is to believe in yourself and love yourself. You've got to. You need to basically listen to yourself. Feel yourself. Heaven can be a place on earth. How do we find it? It's true. It is an ordeal. In the 7 minutes we have left, I want you to take a moment to just close your eyes and think about you. The real you. Not the you feel like you have to be. Not the you feel like everybody else wants you to be. I want you to really, truly understand yourself. Listen to this, but have your eyes closed. Sit back, relax, and find some zen. You can do it. You can do it. You can be better. Can you feel yourself getting better? You took real steps towards getting better today. You really, you are better. You're a 2.0 version of yourself. You're improving. Everything in your life is improving. You just need to be yourself. Listen to that inner self. Listen to that power. Listen, you can feel yourself growing and growing, the garden of you. It's getting better. Everything is getting better. Everything in your life is. Things can be better. You can go out there and conquer the world. You can make things the way you want them to be, starting with yourself. What else to say? I wish basically Organic OK was here. I wish he would basically get in the middle of this. We're supposed to be talking, going back and forth. I do the whole show myself. Bastard. But also, I hope he knows something about his soul, too. I hope he does. I hope he's basically nourishing and doing things. I hope that he is nourishing his own soul as well. It's something, it's not just something, you do and then it's over with. It's a daily process that you go through, to get better. It is what it is. You have to take a daily resolution every single moment to do all this. I want to thank you all for listening. You've been listening to me talk, dude, on Organic Pimpin', through the ingredients to embody my soul, I want to thank you all for tuning in. Thank you all for listening at some point. And thank you all for not giving up on yourself. You can pick up all our shows on Blog Talk Radio on the web. I want to thank you all for listening. And I want to basically say, there is hope for everybody. There is hope. Don't ever forget that. Thank you, and good night.